am Sid Garza Hillman, and this is what I think.
So anyway, where were we? I'm kidding. Welcome to my new show, my new podcast, What Sid Thinks. Okay. If you're just joining me for the first time and you don't know who I am, just hold on for 1 second. I had an old podcast. It was named the Approaching the Natural Podcast. In this new podcast, I'm not going to reference that old one. In this first episode of this new podcast, I'm going to talk about where I see this one going, my idea for this podcast, the width and breadth of this podcast. And that's what I want to talk about here. There's some new things I'm going to do here and revisit some old themes. It's still me, you guys. For those of you who used to listen to the old one or still do, it's still me. You're still going to hear my ideas, but more on that in a second. I want to welcome you here. I'm really excited to be here. I'm excited to launch this new thing. It's weird. I feel like a little child again. I feel like I've never done a podcast. I was nervous about it. I'm like, wait, I did 222 friggin' episodes of the other one. I've kind of been through this thing, and yet here I am putting new stuff in into the world. So, you know, here's how it goes. What have I been up to in the last 6 months? I shut down the first episode, first podcast rather, in December of 17. And I've had about 6 months to stew. And by stewing, I mean thinking a lot about things, about my career, about my message, about what I want to do with my career and message. And I've done some cool stuff. I've spoken at a few events since then, have done a bunch of videos on my YouTube channel, and really had no intention of launching a new podcast. I shut down the other one with the intention of not podcasting anymore, except to say, I didn't say I'm never going to. I just said, I don't plan on it. If something comes up, there it goes. And lo and behold, I'm driving in my car to work. I'm hanging out on whatever. And I'm thinking, oh, that'd be kind of cool to talk about. And it was time. Like, it was time to shut the other one down. It was time to launch this new one. And so here I am. I am enjoying a single malt scotch. One of the things that I want to do in this one, and I'll reference the old one just a few times in this episode, and then it's going to be gone because that's what it is. I would drink a single malt scotch in the beginning of that other show to because I like it, number one, and number two, to sort of set this tone of we can do the militant, rigid thing, or we can talk about what we're really talking about here, which is to live a good and happy life and to be a little more fluid and a little more adaptable. This is going to come into play big time in this new show because it's a much broader approach and a much broader message that I'm bringing to this new incarnation of me. I'm back to the single malts, and I ain't apologizing for it, okay? So if you don't like the fact that I'm drinking a single malt scotch, there's literally 1,500 billion million, I don't know, literally, podcasts out there. Go find those. Okay. Okay. What have I been up to? I have been, like I said, stewing. I've been doing a little opposition research, kind of weird, but I thought, you know what? In this time that I have, and I've been playing a little music too. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say I'm not. I've been playing a little music. But I've been looking into the world a little more. I shut off news for a long time and now, back into the news, not in a big way, but just kind of looking, just kind of visiting, kind of checking it out, and really getting a sense of what a little more of what's going on in the world. But in that way, said, you know what? What's the so-called other side thinking? I want to know because I hear lots of things about how evil, how horrible, and I'm like, they're in this so-called other side. I question that too, and I go, well, is this the other side? Is this, or these people who have ideas and they're trying to express them, and we interpret, we assume things about those people? I want to know what's going on. So I started looking at like the polar opposites of potentially me politically, at least what I'm told. These are the polar opposites. I found some incredible stuff, stuff where I'm listening to people that are so-called the opposite of me and so-called kind of the craziness and going, yeah, that's not all. Yeah, that stuff makes sense. Some of this stuff, yeah, that, no, don't agree with that, but I do agree with that. And in this way, I'm thinking, you know what? It is, and I'm not being like hip, you know, guys, how I am about hippies, right? So I'm not like the hippie, hey, let's all come together, man. But I do think that in this 6 months of taking this time off from podcasting, I began to see so clearly that strength and anger are polar opposites. Strength and anger are opposites. They are mutually exclusive. What that meant to me was that the anger and vitriol was a position of weakness. It was a position whereby people say, I'm not even going to listen to what you have to say, not because I want to be all peace and love. I'm just not going to, no, you're stupid. You're an idiot. You've got to be an idiot because you don't agree with me. That's not strength. Strength is, let me listen to what you have to say. I may agree with it or not, but I want to hear what you have to say. What is troubling for me and why I wanted to come back into the arena with a podcast is to say, it is now time that we grow up and stop trying to censor opposite opinions. Stop trying to shut people down. If you don't like what somebody says, move on. Do not get into the game of bad commenting and get and this whole thing. Move on. Put your voice into the world in a positive, not reactive, but active way. This is where I'm at right now. I am a little more of the tough love kind of place right now. I believe that we are acting like children, and it is time that we grow up and start to say, okay, do we solve this thing? We don't solve this thing by singing Kumbaya. I never liked the song. I never liked the song. It's not a good song, you guys. It's not a good song. First of all, it's not by the Pixies. Second of all, it's not a good song. But that's not how we solve. But we do solve by intellect. We solve by consideration. We solve by thought. And what that means is a position of strength, which is to say, I'm not going to get bent out of shape because I heard a word that was a little bit sensitive, and I'm going to just make it all about that word and not get below the meaning and the place that this other person comes from and try to at least understand in a way that says, I'm not trying to change another person, but if I try to listen, I can change potentially myself and adjust myself. A position of strength to me is an ability to grow and evolve, not to dig your heels in. That is a 10-year-old's MO. Dig your heels in, never change. Everyone sucks that's not you. That's 10 years old. An adult says, I think I don't agree with you, but what do you have to say? Yeah, okay, yeah, you're nutty, nut, nut. Sorry, I'm moving on. Yeah, that is crazy. Or 42% of what you say, it's kind of cool. Everyone else says you're a Nazi, but I was hearing some actually reasonable stuff. Okay, now you went off the deep end. Okay, I'm not taking that, but I'm going to take this other thing. That's kind of interesting. Let me think about that. No, I'm not going to follow you on Twitter. I'm going to take your ideas and think about them. It's something to think about. Thought. That's where I'm at with this. Okay? Where I'm at right now. I missed podcasting. I missed it. Why did I not bring back the Approaching the Natural podcast? Because I've moved on from that. I don't want to talk about my small steps approach. If you want to hear my approach, go to smallsteppers.com. It's launched. It's awesome. It's changing people's lives. It's incredible. Go through that program. I'm not doing that here. I want to talk about ideas. I want to talk about the things I'm thinking about. I want to provide a perspective. But here's the rules of this new podcast as I set them. I am, and this is going to bum some people out, I have no intention of, okay, I'll frame it like this. There were things that started to annoy me on the last podcast. Okay? Started to annoy me. Here we go. Single malt is not one of them. By the way, this bottle was brought for me by my buddy Scott, who went to Scotland a month ago or so, did a tour, and he brought me a bottle of scotch, which is to die for, aged in a rum cask. Are you friggin' kidding me? Incredible. So good. So that's kind of where I'm at on that. Okay. Back to this ballgame. I missed the medium. I missed being out here. But when I was doing my old show, there was things that began to creep up and annoy me, like the doing it every single week, no matter what. Now, what I said before was that commitment to doing it every week got me to do it. If I had just been like, hey, man, whatever I feel like doing, I'll just do it whenever, I would have never done past episode 2. I'm glad that I said, look, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it. Well, now I've done that. I've done 222 episodes every week. I've done it. I know I can do it. I'm committed. That's fine. This time, no. I'm not sticking to every week. If I feel like talking every week, I'll talk every week. If I feel like talking every 2 weeks, I'll talk every 2 weeks. If I feel like talking whenever I feel like it, that's what's going to happen. So don't expect one every Monday night to be posted Tuesday morning. I know that's the quote smart thing to do when you're putting content in the world. I am over that crap. It didn't work anyway in terms of like whatever people go, consistency. That's since I was like, oh yeah, consistency. And that helped me kind of move it. It's all BS. I'm beyond that stuff. I want to do it when it makes sense to me. And that's how that goes. I'm not going to do it the same amount of time. I would kind of try to hit an hour each week. I was disciplined in that sort of area to kind of launch this sort of consistent kind of thing. Ain't happening here. You might find a 5-minute podcast. You might find an hour and a half podcast. You might have some, I might interview somebody. I might not. Most of the times I won't. Got it? I removed all the things in that 6 months of not doing it. I realized, okay, there were things that bothered me. The microphone I was using was annoying. The situation I had, the studio I was using, which was basically our guest room, I didn't like it. The room wasn't right. So if you guys have been following me on YouTube, you've seen as I've documented the reconstruction of a downstairs studio that I've had for years, but they were just clutter. I got rid of so much stuff and I reorganized it, and it is now a true studio, and I'm here right now and it's amazing and it's so good. I bought a brand new, from help from you guys, by the way, a brand new microphone setup. The microphone I always wanted, I have. The new setup, I walk down, I put my laptop in, I plug literally one plug and I'm ready to go. These are the things that make a huge difference to me that are inspiring me to come down. It's exciting to me. I'm not hindered by the, oh God, I got to plug this in and bring this out. Nightmare. I want to be where I'm at right now. Got it? Okay. And I'm very happy about that. So in the old podcast, announcements. Here I'm going to be speaking here and follow me on. I'm not doing that this time. I'm not doing it. I didn't get much more followers that way. I don't care about it anyway. I deactivated my Twitter account. I'm not doing anything on Facebook. I once in a while post on Instagram. I'm about the message. If you want to hear what I have to say, subscribe to this podcast. Subscribe and you'll get my blog post when I do those. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. That's how you, it's where I'm at. Does it mean less subscribers overall? Yes, it does. So it goes. So no announcements. If you want to know where I'm speaking next, I'll leave them in the show notes of each episode. So you can just go on my website, SidGarzaHillman.com, or you can check on whatever the show notes that appear on your feed. And that's where I'll announce those things. I'm not going to waste my time or your time on these things. I am not doing sponsorship. I'm not going to be sponsored. I'm not even, I like the last one too, but I'm not going to try to get sponsorships. I am doing Patreon. Why? Because I would like to get paid for this. Sorry, I don't need to get paid. It's a free thing. But if you feel like putting a few bucks in, there's levels and all that kind of crap. Sid Garza Hillman, go to patreon.com/SidGarzaHillman. Throw me a couple bucks a month, literally. And I would like to just sort of make this more of my living so I can invest more time in this. That's where I'm going. I think that it's a good thing, and I do this myself, which is to trade value for value. I think this model of free content is not working for people. So if you don't feel like this show is worth it, invest in some other show that you think is. Put yourself into that process. Invest yourself into the process. And I think when you do that, you get more value. It's a trade of value for value. When I was a indie rock musician, I really realized so much the level of struggle and time it took to put out albums. And so at that time I made a promise that I would never try to get music for free. I always paid for it. People would try to give me a free album. So I'd be like, nope, I'm paying for it on principle. More on that in a second. But that's where I'm at on this too. Do you have to pay for this? Of course not. It's a free podcast. I'm just saying that's where I'm at on it. Patreon.com/SidGarzaHillman. I will rarely ask for it because it's just what it is, but I would kind of like to build that model of how things are going. It helps me do the job I'm doing. I'm not asking for a favor. So that's what, if you're hearing me sound like crotchety Sid, I'm a little crotchety. I miss you guys. I'm hiding behind the anger because I'm really trying to not get emotional because I really miss you guys. And I'm so happy to be podcasting again. What was weird was having to relearn. Like, it's been 5 years. I did it one time 5 years ago for the first show of like subscribing to iTunes and to all the stuff. And you do it one time and then you sort of do your show. Well, all of a sudden 5 years later, I'm like, how do I do this again? Like, I had to like pay a consultant to like, how do I do the feed and the this? And I felt like I was completely learning this from scratch. I think I have a handle on it now. But then again, who knows, right? if you're hearing this, something worked. This scotch is so good that, and it's a rum cask, I feel like a pirate. Okay. What am I doing in this show? I'm going to talk about the things that I think. The reason why it's not the Approaching the Natural podcast is because that was a very specific direction of my small steps approach, of this idea of approaching the natural, all these kinds of things. I will touch on those things because I'm still doing what I do. I'm a small steps coach. I'm a writer and a speaker and a podcaster and a YouTuber. I'm still doing the things I'm doing. But I wanted to apply my approach to a broader range of subjects. And one of the good things of like sort of looking in the news and sort of getting more involved in the world a little bit more was how much I realize on I'm seeing like the matrix. I'm like watching the Matrix through this stuff, this us against them crap, because it is crap. Just the amount of fear and the amount of anger and the amount of just this lower, how I look at lower self-existence on so-called both sides. I mean, you look at this side of the news and this, it's all BS. It's all just the stuff that's going to get more people to click on this thing and that thing. It's not sending us in a good direction. If I have one goal, it is to be a voice of hopefully reason or something that touches you or helps ground you in your life so that you are less swept up by that stuff. Because trust me, we're all swept up by it. It's just, can we be swept up less so that we can sort of reset our clocks more often than not? I am devoted in this podcast to talking to the higher self. I wanted this to be a discussion between the higher me and the higher you, the real you and the real me. Whenever I post this, it's a discussion and something you can hear that is like, click into like, okay, this is the actual me listening to this and engaging in this. And then we're going to get swept up in the BS throughout the week and all that kind of crap. But for this moment, let's appeal to the higher selves and this discussion of ideas and not of the reactionary kind of fear-based kind of, but more of like, okay, let me wade through the bullshit and kind of get to what we're really talking about here, right? Okay. I don't want to talk to the fear you. I don't want to talk to the getting high you. I don't want to talk to the clickbait you. I want to talk to you. I want to talk to the strong you. I want to talk to the growing the hell up you. I want me, the person talking to this, to you, to be the growing up person, the strong person having this discussion, these moments of clarity where we can get through the ultra sensitive, ultra PC, ultra got to be careful, so careful that I can't even speak my mind because I'm so walking on eggshells all the time and I'm so set off every 5 seconds by something somebody says that I can't remember what I stand for. I can't even have a discussion with anybody because everyone's got to be so careful now. Here's the thing. Do I think people should think about what they say? Absolutely. They should be considerate, but you can't be considerate if you feel like somebody is forcing you to say something this way and not say something this way, then all of a sudden you're in a reactionary, either you just dig your heels in and go, screw you, I'm going to say whatever I can. And that's not you. Or you're like, oh my gosh, we've got to get past this. We have got to get past this. Is this ultimately about health and happiness like my last show? Yes, it is. Because as I am looking into the world, I'm seeing that personal damage is turning into political reality. I'm seeing human beings that are, for whatever reason, I'm not a psychologist, damaged in their histories, damaged in their own lives. And that goes for the way that they don't take care of themselves, even on a food level. It's so weird. Like, but this filter that I view the world through of like, I'm a nutritionist, so I'm looking at food and fitness and all these kinds of things. And a large percentage of the time I'm going, can you just take care of yourself so that we don't have to suffer the effects of you abusing yourself? You got yourself overweight and out of shape and unhappy and fatigued and irritable, and we're having to suffer the consequences of that. That's, mind your business, good friend. Take care of yourself. Fix your situation. Do not inflict the history of you onto the world. Do not do that. It's not okay. And again, I'm devoted to that end. We are about, if we are to be successful, being principled, being open. This is what strength is. Is it any wonder that with the brains running the show, being so out of freaking whack, that the world is like it is? I mean, this is what's happening here. I'm looking at the world and I'm going, this is a malfunctioning species at play here. The better we take care of ourselves, the more in touch we can be with who we truly are. And that is what I am devoted to here. I'm not going to say each week because I don't know when I'm going to post these things. But is it any wonder that the world looks like it looks, given how unhealthy we are? Now, you might say, well, Sid, that's crazy. You're talking about health and nutrition, and how does that relate to politics? It totally relates to politics because it is relating to the human body and the human brain and how we communicate and how we act. Is it brain surgery to say the better you take care of yourself, the healthier you are in mind and body, the more effective and more positive you can be in the world? Is that really that crazy of an opinion? Is it really that nuts? And yet we don't make that connection. We don't see the person saying the nutty nuts nut stuff and go, gosh, can that be how the fact that they're feeding themselves just crazy stuff and it's literally changing the chemistry of the brain and body? It's true. And we have got to grow up about that and say, you know what? Fix your situation. Fix your situation. Is this podcast a little more about tough love? Yes, tough love for myself as I'm finding, you know, getting myself into things and feeling, getting sensitive about stuff and going, geez, I've got to harden up a little bit. And by hardening, I don't mean digging the heels in. And I will spend the rest of this podcast, however long it lasts, dedicated to this idea of what true strength is, what actually being a strong human being is. And what it does mean is toughening up. It really, really does. It means toughening up. It means taking care of yourself so that you do not inflict your issues on the world. Fix them. Dedicate yourself to fixing them. Is that easier said than done? Of course it's easier said than done. Of course. So what? Start the work. Get going on it. And again, do I have an approach that works? Yes, I do. I have an approach that works. But I'm not going to get into that too much in this show. You know how to find my approach. Go do that if that floats your boat. This is about ideas. I'm going to have some people on here. I'm going to have some interviews that I think you're going to find interesting. Here's another thing that I'm kind of over in terms of kind of what I've been doing thinking wise over the last 6 months since I shut down the last show, which is I'm kind of past this idea of interviewing. It's not a bad or good thing, and I'm not trying to be like a hippie kind of thing here, but I'm kind of over this like, find the best people in any field, like the people that are breaking ground. I don't want to say I'm over it. It's just boring to me. Isn't that weird? Like the people who are achieving the greatest, it's kind of boring to me. Why? Because I don't really relate to it. That's not my thing. I'm not winning ultra marathons. I'm not solving, you know, problems in physics and science. I'm in a way a very regular kind of hardworking dad, husband, that whole thing. I want to talk to people who are doing the things of everyday life. That is more interesting to me. If it's not interesting to you, my goodness, there are thousands of podcasts interviewing this person did this amazing stuff, and that's fine. Again, you know, if you've heard my last show, you're going to know inspiration lasts for a very, very short time. This inspired kind of, I hear this person, they climbed Mount Everest and they were blindfolded and all they had was a Twinkie and they did it. It's incredible. And they broke the world. That's great. Tomorrow I'm going to get up and run. The next day I'm too tired. And then I got to go back to work over. I want to talk to the people who are slogging, the people who are struggling, the people who are living good lives and not achieving so-called feats of athleticism or feats of accomplishment, but redefining what that means, redefining what success in the world actually means and can mean. What does that mean for you? I want to know. I want you to define that for yourself. I want all of us to say, you know what? This is a different ball game now. We've got to get past this kind of media-fueled inspiration and start to find inspiration to live the lives that are based on, again, these higher selves, these selves of us that are able to see through BS, that are able to see through clickbait and all the things that are grabbing our attention. And we need to stop saying, we need to stop letting those things grab our attention and instead apply our attention based on what we want to apply our attention to. This is a challenge. It's a challenge. There's no doubt about it. Again, like with the old show, I don't sell easy. I sell struggle and hard work. It's a little easier than maybe other models, but it is struggle and it is hard work. And it is in that context that we find happiness. We can spend all this time trying to avoid struggle and hard work. We will lose that every time. If we finally grow up and accept the struggle of life and accept the hard work of life and accept this reality that we can work our asses off, we can do all the things that you're supposed to do and things still may not work out for us. And because of that, we can say that I'm not in the game or at all, or we can say, yeah, I understand. I understand the rules and I'm going to get value from the work itself. I'm going to get value from the effort and I'm going to achieve the life I want to achieve regardless of whether I so-called succeed in the world. What an amazing place to be. What an amazing place to launch your life from. So, what's Sid Thinks Podcast? You're here. I hope you subscribe. I hope you join. I hope you come and listen to this. Sign up. Subscribe, sign up on my mailing list on my website. You'll get notifications when new episodes launch. I don't know when they're going to launch. I like that. I like being liberated enough to not have any idea when they're going to launch. I like knowing that I'm going to shut this each episode down at whatever minute I hit. I'm not going to try to get it close to an hour or what. I might talk about one single topic in one episode and it's going to be 15 minutes and there you go. Okay. Thank you guys for giving this one episode a shot. I hope you come back for more. I think it's going to be fun. It's going to be definitely interesting. It's going to definitely be about ideas. It's going to definitely be about standards and values. It's going to definitely be about principle. I think this country, at least in the United States, and I know I'll have listeners that are all over the world, but in a way, I'll talk about the US for a second. We have gone amok because I do think that people, still, human beings, do not believe there is any value or happiness that comes from living on principle. We are still attached to this idea that happiness and value are external to us, that it is more worth it for us to sacrifice our values and principles to achieve worldly success, and we lose every single time. This podcast is dedicated to the idea that principle, living on principle, is the best and only way to live a happy life. The best and only way to live a happy life is to know who you are, then the principles that you stand for, and develop yourself enough where you can live by those principles. That means you are liberated from success in the world. You either become successful or you don't, but it's sort of very secondary to living a good life. That's a very weird way to achieve a happy life, and it's a very weird kind of thing to think about. And so that's why I want you to come back and kind of hang with me each time I come to this episode, to this show, to this new show, and talk about what I think. So I'm going to finish with a few lines that I pre-wrote. Are you ready? Okay, buckle in. If you haven't buckled in and you're in the car, that's not cool. Okay, live on principle. Freaking do your seatbelt. Okay, here we go. Strive to be your best. Find meaning in your life. Be inspired. Be the best you can be. Just believe in yourself. Okay, now. Do those things I just read sound like meaningless, empty crap? Do they? Okay, good. Now let's get to work.
Shutters open to dark. But you said it'd be light again. So here I am, waiting. I And as you explained to me, I had to suffer that painful analogy. And now I wonder if I'll ever be free. Time was a waste, but you said you'd take my discontent away and undress it for another day. Hey, another day. Got up to leave. Later described as sheepishly. But I was leaving, I was through with talking. Finally. Finally. Finally.